Before Aboubakar Mja arrived in the United States late last year from his native Guinea, he had heard about the success of some West African players in Major League Soccer, the United States' growing professional league.
Having
set up trials with teams across America, the 20-year-old Nja hopes to emulate the success of players like Makumba Kanji, a native of Senegal, who plays for the New York Red Bulls, and Gambian Sane Nyasi of the New England Revolution. The number of West Africans playing professionally in the United States top league continues to grow, to more than two dozen at the beginning of the 2009 MLS campaign. America has provided an alternative stage for some of Africa's young talent, says Kanji, a forward for the Red Bulls.
Since I was a little kid, you know, since I was back home, always in the back of my mind, I said I want to become a professional soccer player, you know. And then once I came over here, that gives me a big opportunity because they have club soccer here, they have, you know, people to see you play, and there is a lot more opportunities here than back home.
Kanji says he did not come to the United States intent on becoming a professional soccer player. He says after he moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, with his family, he enrolled at a junior college. While playing soccer there, he was spotted by a scout for the United Soccer League, the United States' second division. After a year and a half of outstanding play in the second tier, Kanji earned a transfer to Major League Soccer. Former American international player Mike Burns is the vice president of player personnel for the MLS team New England Revolution. He says, in the past, many West Africans who joined the league had some pre-existing connection to the United States. Some are picked up from lower-level American teams, and others chosen after they attend college in the United States. Burns says the success of those players has led teams to send representatives, such as Revolution coach Steve Nichol, to Africa in search of new players.
Of our latest two signings, Steve Nichol made two trips over to Ghana this off-season and scouted each player. We were able to get them signed and dealing with agents and dealing with clubs that they were currently on. So in total, we have five Africans, and we acquired those five players in three different ways.
Burns says aside from helping to improve the quality of play on the soccer field, scouting trips to Africa offer a number of other benefits for the cost-conscious clubs of Major League Soccer.
Well, I'd say first and foremost would be value that we think we can attain in going there.
The Revolution have been among the trailblazers in uncovering hidden gems from West Africa, beginning with the 2007 acquisition of Gambian players Sane Nyasi and Kenny Mansali, who signed with the team after starring for the Gambia in the FIFA Under-20 World Cup played in Canada that year. Nyasi in particular has enjoyed a high level of success in the league, quickly becoming a regular in the New England lineup. Though the native of Wyom State grew up admiring European professional leagues like England's Premier League, he says he has been impressed with the quality of Major League Soccer.
I think they're coming up. It's really growing up. Soccer here is now really improved. You know, it's getting a better league every year. Hopefully, things will come up because you can see that big players are coming over. Now, as time goes on, it will be a popular league like the Premier League, hopefully.
Nyasi's twin brother was signed last year by the new MLS team in Seattle, and Nyasi says he is looking forward to the day the two meet on the field. Despite the success of the Nyasi brothers, the road to professional stardom in the United States is still a difficult one for West Africans, says Ghanaian player Nja. Nja, who is still searching for a team, says American clubs are mostly interested in older players, who they can insert directly into their lineups. He says there is not much structure for development of younger players, and that teams are limited by roster restrictions that allow them only a small number of foreign players. Reflecting on his own success, Nyasi offered some advice for young players like Nja, as well as the scores of youths back home in West Africa who long to play soccer professionally overseas.
Let them just work hard and, you know, have patience and work hard. That's all. Success, you never know. It doesn't come like one day, you know. You have to, if you want to be something, and imagine that other people are making it. So why not you? So work hard and, you know, focus. You'll be there one day. You will get there.
Niasse says veteran American players have helped him improve his game, and he intends to learn all he can. After developing as a player in the United States, he hopes to earn a transfer to one of the well-known teams in England. Brent Latham for VOA News, Dakar.